Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Gospel Hour with Jenny on the Tibi Network on this beautiful Sunday. It's sunshiny. It's in the 70s. It's wonderful here. I don't know what the world's doing where you are, but it's good here. Anyway, it is Super Bowl Sunday. It is Groundhog Day. And it is a day that hasn't happened in 900 years. The date, backwards and forwards, is the same. Apollo something or other, I forget. But yeah, 02-02-2020. It's the same backwards and forwards. It's great. It's just so much fun. Look at it and see. Just look at it and see. It's fantastic. So, hey, Susan, hello, are you here?
Hello, I am, yes.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I can't hear Anne, but I can hear you.
Oh, I know. That's sad.
We were talking, and as soon as there was 30 seconds left for the show to start, I just couldn't hear her anymore. Her voice just dropped off the face of the earth somewhere, and I have no idea why it's doing this. I'm not muting her. It's just happening, but I still show her on my switchboard, and I'm still taking her back and forth, so, you know, just in case it does come back, I can hear her. It's weird. It's strange.
Oh my
this
God,
happened
she'll
yesterday.
Be having withdrawal symptoms.
Exactly. But at least she can still listen. She's still here to listen. You know, that's something, I guess. Anyway, that song was by Lauren Daigle, and it was a request from John. And I'd never heard that version before, but it was lovely. Yeah, it's that is a favorite of a lot of people, and you can go on YouTube or wherever you want to and find a myriad of different versions, because everybody loves that song. It says so many good things. It's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. I'm going to get right into the music then. As I said, that was one of our requests, and I have quite a few of them, and I really love it. This is wonderful. I have a song now. Let's see. It's a request from Brandon, and it's by Johnny Cash, and it's called Here Was a Man.
Here's a story that I told last season, and this one reading received more comments and requests for us to repeat than anything else we did the whole year. I'd like to dedicate this to the average guy, to the so-called little man, the day laborer, the working man that gets up early and works hard, to the man whose name you may never read in the paper or hear on the radio. And my friend, no matter who you are, you're a VIP. You're a very important person to somebody. Consider this man's life. Here was a man. Here was a man who was born in a small village, the son of a peasant woman. He grew up in another small village. Until he reached the age of 30, he worked as a carpenter. Then for 3 years, he was a traveling minister, but he never traveled more than 200 miles from where he was born. And where he did go, he usually walked. He never held political office. He never wrote a book. He never bought a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. And he never set foot inside a big city. But yes, here was a man. That though he never did one of the things that you would associate with greatness, he had no credentials but himself. He had nothing to do with this world except through the divine purpose that brought him to this world. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. Most of his friends ran away. One of them denied him. One of them betrayed him and turned him over to his enemies. Then he went through the mockery of a trial, and he was nailed to a cross between two thieves. And even while he was dying, his executioners gambled for the one piece of property that he had in this world, and that was his robe. When he was dead, he was taken down from the cross and laid into a borrowed grave provided by compassionate friends. More than 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he's the centerpiece of our race, our leader in the column to human destiny. And I think I'm well within the mark when I say that all of the armies that ever marched, all of the navies that ever sailed the seas, all of the legislative bodies that ever sat, and all of the kings that ever reigned, all of them put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth so powerfully as that one solitary life. Here was a man.
Thank you for that, Brandon. That really was beautiful. I'm glad.
That was lovely.
It's something that, let's see, I think I've only heard it once before. You don't hear it very often, but you just sit and you're mesmerized by his voice and the way he tells the story.
I agree.
It's beautiful the way he lays out that story as he was a man here on earth, but we all know he was the Son of God here on earth to show us how we're supposed to do it, knowing full well, as the Father always has known, that we will fall short, but trying is what matters. Trying, striving for that perfection is what matters. Not the fact that we'll reach it, because we never will, but we're trying. And we're going to fall, we're going to stumble, we're going to screw it up, because we're human.
Nobody's perfect.
So don't give up. Don't lay it down and say, oh, forget this, I can't do this, because you're expected to screw up. And you know
what? Right.
We are human. And there are some things that we think is screwing up that really isn't, because it's human nature and it's expected. So don't be too hard on yourself. Don't let others be too hard on you, because it's between you and the Father. That's exactly where it lies. It's between you and the Father. And what we do ourselves, in ourselves, with someone else, in a group, whatever it is, don't sweat it, because it's between each person and the Father. And don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about it. You stumble, you fall, you muck up. Okay, that can be fixed. Don't worry about that. It's okay. It's okay. So, and with that in mind, I have a song that just really set me going. It is fantastic. I don't remember seeing them have a label who did it, but it is so good. It's a New Orleans style version of Closer Walk with Thee.
Oh, wow.
You got it.
So, now, back in New Orleans, we have lots of many. We have lots of many. Wow, we have been in Germany too long. We have so many special things. I would call them quirks. First, one thing, since we're below sea level, as we all know now, we bury people above the ground, which is weird. And we also have jazz funerals, where we have a brass band and we walk the coffin through the city with the brass band playing like a slow drawl, and they're like, oh, it's just like so sad. But then, after we drop the body off in the above ground grave, we have a party. And at this party, there's alcohol, lots of music, dancing, and this is probably the most famous song for that event. It's called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Daily walking close to as I walk, let me walk close to thee. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from now on. I'll be satisfied and long. As I walk, let me walk close to thee.
Jesus, please. daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from now on. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee.
Help but to clap your hands and tap your feet and wiggle your shoes around like you're dancing. Hey, you know what? If you were in church, you could get up in the aisles and start dancing, clapping your feet and raising your hands and saying amen. All that would be allowed. It would be fine. Because that's worship. That's worship. And there is the other side of the coin of worship that's very quiet and sedate. And yes, that has its place as well. I grew up with that kind of worship. It's just not as fun, that's all.
It does sound fun. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's fun. That is the best thing about it. It's fun. Okay, I've got something now that is absolutely riveting. We've all heard this song before, many times,
yeah.
But not this way. Does anyone remember the movie The Student Prince?
No.
No. I watched that movie twice. The first time I tried to watch it, I couldn't get through it. I couldn't. But I watched the second time, got through it. It was a good movie once I got past the part that I couldn't get past before. But this is from that movie. Mario Lanza, who was the head actor in that movie, he's got a beautiful, beautiful voice, but it's an operatic voice. So I'm trying to prepare you guys for this because this is not your normal run-of-the-mill stuff that I play, but I love it. John sent it to me. I've got another Mario Lanza. This one, oh, it's just so wonderful. This one is I'll Walk with God.
He will not fail.
you go, guys. Words of wisdom. You will never walk alone while you walk with God. Remember that, because it's so hard for us to remember that. We feel alone so many times, but we really aren't. It's
and
just difficult for us. Oh, he was. Oh, my gosh.
I always listen to his singing. It's beautiful.
Yes. Just could. See, I'm speechless again. He took everything away. But that's okay. I don't mind. That's okay. All right. I'm going to do another request just so I can get all of them done and make sure they all get played, because I don't want to miss them. This is another one. I'm from John, and you're crunching again.
I'm crunching?
I assume so, honey, because every time that you're either not here or I mute you, it doesn't crunch. And
yes.
it sounds technological. It doesn't sound like background noise. It sounds like...
It's not me. I've turned all mine off.
Tripping you up.
I don't know what it is. I'm putting a message in the group, so I won't do it. I'll just listen to you and
It might be your connection as well, you know. I mean, your sound.
I'll give that a try first. If you still hear it, then it's got to be something else.
Okay, we'll try that and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
We'll just
see what
happens. Okay. The Alexander Brothers, which are Scotsmen. And you got to know that that makes this one of my favorites automatically. This is the Alexander Brothers doing He Bought My Soul on Calvary.
Each year that rolls on.
Did you guys hear that?
That was lovely.
I like that.
Scott
that. Yeah,
rogue.
That was very nice.
Yeah. Little Scott yes. Rogue sneaking in there. Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. That was great. And being right in with trying to get the requests all in there because we don't want to miss any. First, we got to pick it up a little bit, and then we'll come back. I've got two or three more requests that I want to get in. And right now, we're going to go with the Oak Ridge Boys. And the Oak Ridge Boys are going to sing about Jesus coming soon.
A Gospel Journey.
Trouble sometimes are here, filling in hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear. Now is that stay. Humbling your heart to God. Save from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod. Christians the way. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Gotta love that. You know, that's just that. Stomp your feet, clap your hands, and enjoy the gospel coming through.
Yep.
That's what that is. I love the Oak Ridge Boys, and then they've got their harmonies in there, which just makes it even more precious. I really like that. Okay, let's get back again with another request, and John sent me this one as well. And some of these are from last week, because remember, funky stuff happened with Blog Talk last weekend. So
yes.
Some of them are kind of just spilling over. That's okay. It's all good music. We don't care if it spills over. This is Slim. Do you guys remember Slim Whitman when he did the Indian
yes.
Love Song?
Yeah.
There you go.
Good song.
There you
yes.
go. I'll never forget the Indian Love Song. I didn't really like it so much with Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald, but you know, hey, it made their movie. What can I tell you? But I liked it when Slim Whitman sang it. And this is Slim Whitman. And John sent this to me. And it's Each Step I Take.
Each step I take just leads me closer home.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And with his loving hand, he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on.
He leads me on.
step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in God, no matter come what may. For life eternal is in His hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to that promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. I take just leads me closer home.
Yes, remember that.
Lovely.
Your life, every day that you take a breath, God gives you that breath. But remember, each step, each and every step, each and every moment of every day, you're being led home.
Yes.
It's that simple. It's that simple.
What grace. Guys.
And you're never by yourself. Never, ever.
No.
So, that, I like that song. That's just something, it's so quiet and just kind of leads you on. It's great. So,
yes, gentle.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's a good word for it. That is a good word for
it. Well,
yes. Yes. So now I'm looking here through everything. You add them in at a different time and they do different things. So you got to kind of go hunting. You know, it's
you do.
Well, that's all right. I grew up in a family of hunters. I know how to clean it and cook it. I don't know how to hunt it, but I know how to clean it and cook it. Oh my gosh. I am going to do one now by the Statlers, and it's an old standard. If you went to church as a kid, you know this song, and they've used it on movies, and it's just, I had to do it when I found it. I just said, I have to do this. This is the Statlers, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and thine shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the
dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done,
There you go. There's some toe-tapping, hand-clapping music for you. That'll get you going. And it's just, you can't help but feel happy listening to that kind of gospel. That's what it does to you. It just makes you happy. And go through your week happy, because that's what the music is supposed to do, is lift you up, feed your soul, and put the joy of the Father all throughout you. And share it. Share it with people. Even if it's just through a smile, share it with people. It's great. I've got another older one here. And this was sent me by John. It's another request. It's Matt Redman singing "It Is Well With My Soul." And it's...
You brought us through. When deep were the wounds and dark was the night, the promise of your love you proved. Now every battle still to come, let this be our song.
Oh, yeah. think about that. Every morning when you open your eyes, every morning when you start thinking about what you need to accomplish that day, what you want to happen that day, just take a few seconds to say, it is well with my soul. Thank you, Father. I pray that it stays way. It will. You just have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. That's what the Father wants of you. Just remember that every day. It is well with my soul. How much better would our day be if we started it that way?
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Instead of saying, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and oh, that's wrong and
yeah.
Oh my gosh, this person was upset with me and I was upset with this other person. And don't go through all of that garbage. It is well with my soul. Now, Lord, help me take care of what I got to take care of. One day at a time.
And do it with a good heart.
Let me do,
yes.
Let me do what I have to do.
Amen.
That's all. It'll work.
True.
And here's something that kind of follows in that vein. It also was given to me by John because, you know, I asked for him to send me as many songs as he wanted to. And remember, this is 2 weekends because we had trouble last weekend.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. It's when people get involved and send me requests, it is so special. Because it's partly theirs too. And I like that. We like that. So this is a song that when I heard it, I went, yeah, okay. There have been times when my dreams have exploded in my face. But you got to keep dreaming anyway. Because if you don't have a dream to follow, you're lost. So lead. Or be led by the most important one that can lead you and dream those dreams. Even when they explode and they get washed away, come back, dream a dream anyway. You have to, folks. You have to. So here is Martina McBride singing Anyway.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach, and you know it might not come your way. Dream it anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. And when I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should. But I do. Crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good.
you can pour your soul out singing a song you believe in, that tomorrow they'll forget you ever sang. Sing it.
There you go. Dream it anyway.
Beautiful.
Doesn't matter. Just dream
it.
It
was
anyway.
Lovely.
Mm. Yes.
Really
yes.
Was. Yes.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Yes, it was.
Whatever you did, Anne, the crackles have cleared up so far.
Oh.
So whatever you did, that was a good thing. I have no idea what causes it or whatever, but
well,
it's cleared up for now.
Whatever notifications was there, I switched them all off.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay,
well, I did.
There you go.
Single one. Yeah.
There you go. I think that might have been part of it. All right, we're just going to – I've got so much to do, so much
okay.
to play, and I'm not going to get to all of it. But, hey, you know what? Oh. Ray Charles and Voices of Jubilation.
Oh,
no. Happy day.
All right. All right. Two, not the same. One, two, three, and. It's all right to put your hands together.
All my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
You can do so much with that song, especially with a choir behind you. I
yeah,
mean, good.
It's a great song.
But Ray Charles is, yeah, Ray Charles is good anyway, but I like that. Yeah. That's been one of my favorites since high school when it first became popular. But it's, you got to include that when you do gospel music because it's just mm-hmm. something, it just flies. You want to tap your toes and stamp your feet and clap your hands and just join in. Join in. That's what it's all about. If you feel it, sing it. There you go. We like that. Speaking of which, does anybody, I'm really going to date myself here. Does anybody remember Roy Acuff? Okay, then. Roy Acuff was an old-time country singer, guitar player from 50s, 60s. When I was a kid in the mid to late 60s, he was still doing his thing. Roy Acuff, this is, he's going to do an old song, I Saw the Light, with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, if you can believe it. And they're not old-timey, but it turns out pretty cool.
Okay, stand by. Let me say this, all of us. Watch our timing. We picked it up after dark. I know that, but let's try to stay with it.
John McKinnon? Is that microphone there closing up the dock, or did he move away?
Yeah, I moved him in, and he's going to move in on his break.
Okay, thank you.
Well, maybe you should move it back a little, and I'll just sit still.
No, I think it was too far away to begin with.
Yeah, it got knocked back there a little bit.
No, it's fine the way it was there.
There you go, okay. Right there. Leave it right where it is.
Okay.
That'll do it.
No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise
life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like an angel in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
The blind man, I wandered alone. Wearies and fears I claimed for my own. Then, like the blind man, that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
Away from it, but the song is still there. And if they did it right, you still felt like tapping your toes and clapping your hands. Not too many people did it in the church I went to, but you felt like, well, I felt like, I don't know about anybody else, nobody talked about it. But the Nazarene church is rather tight laced. So Baptists are much better. Southern Baptists are even better. Tent revival, no matter what, that's where you want to go. That's awesome. Or you get into, you get like I am when I go to church with my aunt when I'm up there visiting now, and he goes to a Methodist church. And you know what? I don't care. Stand there and I start tapping my feet and I clap my hands and I sing harmony and it's fantastic. And I can do that because my cousin is up front playing the guitar. So it all works out, people. It all works out. You're given the opportunity. Run with it because it's fun. And it makes it fun for everybody else. That's what you got to understand. It makes it fun for everybody else, too. So that's great. Okay, I got another old one. And I'm sorry, people, but well, no, I'm not sorry. I am not going to apologize for this. This is another old song that I just need to run with. I did this a couple times as a solo in church and just got everybody going, and it was so much fun. And they had a good time once they let loose. You just got to find that key. You just got to find that key. And then you fly with it. So this is the Oak Ridge Boys, and you're clicking again, Ann, honey. This is the Oak Ridge Boys doing Power in the Blood.
There is power,
wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from the burden of sin?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you or evil a victory win?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
W. Smith, and it's called Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Oh, yeah. We want to see things for the way they really are. Open our eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes.
Lift it up, let me hear you.
Are folks, did you feel it? Did you feel it? Did you feel yourself wanting to stand up and just sway with your arms in the air and singing with them, holy, holy, holy. Did you feel it?
Yes, I did.
You should have felt it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I felt it. It was just, I could just see everybody standing with arms raised and just mm-hmm. swaying back and forth and singing with the choir, holy, holy, holy. You have to. You have to. And in that vein, I have, and I lost it. Oh, my goodness sake. Where did it go? Because I want that song. Well, I'll find it again. I think it's coming here. I think it's coming up. Well, it's been up. Oh my gosh. People, when you unintentionally touch this mouse, everything just goes flying. It just goes and then you're gonna find where the heck you were. So, but I'm gonna find it. It's okay, because it's time for an Elvis song, people. Oh, here it is. It's time for an Elvis song, and there's just, you know, fits right in, fits mm-hmm. right in, and this is one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. Swing down, sweet chariot. Let me ride.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and
let me ride. Down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Down and got on board. Chariot went a bumping on down the road. They wasn't so particular about the bumping of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I've got home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land.
He ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy will. I got home on me.
Right. Yes. Down, sweet chariot. And there's that network thing that gets me every time. But I love that song. And it is moving. It is moving. Were you moving too? Because you should have been. There's no way not to. And now I've only got 6 minutes left. So I want to take time to say thank you to everybody that joined me today. I made this show longer because I had so much good music to play. I kept thinking, an hour? That's not going to work. So I made it an hour and a half. And thank you so much for sticking with me and hanging out and enjoying it. enjoying it. This is great. It's even when it's longer and you guys stick with it, it makes it even more fun. It's just such a wonderful way to spend Sunday. It's wonderful. I love it. So come back next Sunday because I'm going to be here. And there won't be any Super Bowl, or it won't be Groundhog Day, and it won't be a special day. Nothing special is going to go on next week, people. So come on. Come on, come on, come on. You got to come and join us because you're really missing something if you don't, you know? And you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. It was the Father's intention that you all get this, and you can do with it what He wants you to do with it, and you can feel what He's wanting you to feel, and you can share it with who He puts in front of you to share it with. That's the key. You don't keep it to yourself. You got to share it. Okay? I'm going to play one now by Alan Jackson. And there might be a little bit of time left afterwards. I'll just go straight into another song. It's not a problem. But this is Alan Jackson. And I would dearly love to invite each of you to reflect on how you're feeling inside. What did this music do for you? How did it make you feel? What do you want to share? Because this song is about the Father sharing with you. Alan Jackson, Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the light, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our hearts,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirits sing,
and hear us sing
a song of praise that flows. Our love, just listen to our hearts. So if you listen to my heart, will say, thank you for the light, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. And listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirits sing,
and hear us sing
a song of praise that flows. Words are not enough to tell you of our love. Just listen to our.